All right, what are we going to address?
Don't try to start the fucking show.
You said we're going to address this. I get to start the show, too.
All right, so, hey, everybody. We you don't speak until spoken. I'm right, you're right. Everybody come along. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong. Everybody sing this song. Talk it on over and we'll find out who's right. Oh, God. All right, so we were sitting here trying to set up the order of the shit that we were going to talk about, and there's been something that's been bouncing around the back of my head that I think it's just time we bring it out into the public eye here.
Public ear?
Anthony is retarded.
No.
So tell me what you just said about the audiobook.
I don't remember. What did I, that was like two conversations ago. What? Well, I said you should read it or listen to it.
Go. Okay, you know there's people listening, right? So we got to keep it
moving. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember what I said. It was a recommendation that you should read this.
What's the name of the book?
So You've Been Publicly Shamed.
What's it about?
Public shaming.
Right. Okay. All right. That's a hell of a review. Thanks, Anthony, for bringing that to the table.
I'm not sure what you're trying to get at here.
What's the book about?
I just told you, public shaming. The book is about public shaming.
Like how to do it?
No. Not at all how to do it. It goes through examples of people that have been publicly shamed. And from what I got, the author started out the same dumb shit that you say is, oh yeah, public shaming's great. We should do more of that. People need to be shamed. Blah, blah, blah.
This is where I wanted to get to. That,
yeah.
I knew if I poked enough that you would start rambling.
Yeah.
All right. Not once have I ever said I am pro public shaming. Not
once. Yeah, but you say stupid shit like that all the time. Like, oh, I agree with it. People should be fired from their job because of something that has nothing to do with their job performance.
Okay, so that I think what started this conversation was the recent video of the clerk at Dollar General, LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, trademark, copyright.
Why is that funny? I mean, it is, but why is that funny?
Well, because we got to protect ourselves from the...
Do we really?
The upcoming backlash from Dollar General Limited Liability Company, LLC, trademark, copyright.
LL Bean. All right.
LL Bean, copyright, LLC, limited life. So anyway, there was a recent video of a clerk who was giving a bunch of shit to a black customer when she was trying to use her coupons, and there was a big backlash on Twitter where the Twitter mob formed and was pushing to get this guy's life ruined. Correct?
Right.
I am for that, yes. I am for people who, you can't say that it had nothing to do with his job. He was at his job, and he was a complete fucking prick.
You just made my point for me. You're okay with him having his life ruined. Not him losing his job, his life ruined.
Yes.
So should we kill him?
Yes.
Would that be better?
Yes.
What?
Well, I don't understand what's so hard to understand about this.
Do something wrong, we're killing you.
if I go to a store and let's say I put a fucking cake up on the counter to pay for it, and they look at me and like, you really need that? They should be
fired.
Executed, stoned. I will start recording, and I will yell racist comments
rape,
at
rape.
Them.
I need an adult.
He touched me where my swimsuit goes.
So I am okay with somebody getting fired because of their job performance or really whatever. I think you
should go after their kids, their grandkids, their grandparents, aunts, their uncles.
Their future kids' kids.
Yeah. So the beauty of the whole thing is that it moves so quickly. Because everybody is so pissed off at everything. They're just looking for things to be pissed off about.
Right.
So it shifts so quickly that nobody even cares anymore. Nobody cares about the fuck at Starbucks or
What about the lady that... This was in the book. What about the lady that tweeted that she was on a plane to Africa She's in the airport on a plane to Africa. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She said, I'm gonna get AIDS. Just kidding, I'm white. That lady is fucked because of one stupid tweet.
What's her name?
Justine Sacco.
Oh fuck, you weren't supposed to remember it. All right. you can't remember that we record a podcast every Sunday, but you remember that fucking name.
So I'm on her side. That's kind of funny. I don't care what you say. You know, that's kind of funny. Now is Twitter going to attack me and ruin my life? So now my kids aren't going to get to eat because I agree that that's kind of funny?
I hope so.
The reason that I brought this up was because I read, it had nothing to do with, not nothing, but had very little to do with that video. I found a tweet. I'm going to read this. In this era of hate, some people still seem too stupid to realize that racism has consequences. So, a note. If you call police on a black person for using a coupon, having coffee, selling water, swimming, barbecuing, or other daily activities, prepare to see your life torn apart. First of all, just that sentiment is fucked. You're a goddamn idiot. And then all the comments are like, yeah, yeah, good job. You know, good for saying this. I'm glad you said this. We need to get these people out of our society. This mob mentality just fucking kills me, man. My kids have to grow up with this fucking stupid bullshit.
So what's wrong with it? I don't understand what the problem is.
So there's no due process, like, yeah, you did something wrong and this is going to be your punishment. Nope.
No,
we all just decided
it's the wild, it's the fucking Wild West now, baby. Survival right. of the fittest, motherfucker. You if right. if you want to run your mouth, I'm going to tear you to shreds.
Right. And I suppose I'm only really upset because it's only a matter of time before it happens to me and you.
That's different.
Of course it is. If you say anything remotely offensive, your life is ruined. And I'm not okay with that. That's fucking terrible. It's a terrible country to live in like that.
Nah, I don't think you
Who the fuck wants to live like that?
You don't want to live in a place where people are polite to each other?
No.
Right, so you're an anarchist.
No, not really. Just because I want people to be real? Politeness is fucking fake.
You're like a retarded anarchist. You want a big government.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You were the first
one
to start.
Who
said that? You were the
first
one to start bitching when they were taking away regulations, environmental regulations.
Right.
Right.
That I agree with.
We need less regulations for the environment and more freedom for corporations.
I think I've got the title for this episode down. Doug's a fucking moron. That's it. It's all there. This is everything that you said so far is so fucking stupid.
What? So I'm testing something. I get a lot of feedback where people send me messages or tweets or whatever and say that Anthony is always wrong. And I just want to see. I'm taking.
You know what? Okay, I'm wrong. I don't give a fuck what you people think. So if you'd like to donate to our Patreon.
What do you mean, you people? Are you only speaking to the black people listening to our podcast when you say that?
I am speaking to them, but not just them. As if there's any black people that listen to the show. So the reason that you get messages because that say that I'm always wrong is because you are
always
on Twitter.
Right.
No, you are on Twitter a lot, and you are generally nice to people. I'm on Twitter every once in a while. I'm generally an asshole. People just don't like me, and I'm okay with that. That doesn't discount my opinion.
So do you think that generally people don't like you only on Twitter?
No, in real life, too. I'm not a likable person. You think that I'm so stupid that I don't realize that I'm not a likable person? I realize that. I'm smart enough to know it. I just don't give a fuck.
So don't you... I've always wondered if stupid people know they're stupid.
Some of them. I do. Yeah.
So, like, when we start talking about capitalism.
Yeah.
You know that you're you're wrong, right? I mean, you have to know that. You may not agree with how things are, but you have to know that you're an idiot.
No. It's not that I know that I'm an idiot, but I know that my opinion is in the minority and very easily proven wrong. but I still feel that way.
Then you know you're wrong.
But that doesn't make it stupid. I still feel that way, and
that is the dumbest sentence I've ever heard.
No.
I know my theories can easily be proven wrong, but I'm still going to hold on to them.
Right. Because the alternative, in my opinion, is even worse. Listen. I've actually softened slightly because I could see the flaws in what I was thinking. I think that capitalism can work if it's managed. It's unmanaged free market capitalism that I think is fucked. But the alternative is socialism, which is fucked. Communism, fucked. It's all fucked. I mean, so I think the best system that we can work with is a managed capitalism.
So bigger government.
No.
Who's going to manage it?
Me.
All right. You are now who's right, Navy Secretary of the Interior.
Yes. So it's not about bigger or smaller government. It's if you shrink government, somebody's going to fill that vacuum, and that somebody is business. So if you're asking me whether I'd have business or government in control of my life, government for sure.
Okay. So then you are pro-government. You want bigger government.
It's not a simple, you're asking a simple question that doesn't have a simple answer. It's if the alternative is bigger business or bigger government, yes, I want bigger government.
All right. You're an idiot. You need Big Brother to tell you what to do.
That's not the case. That's not the case at all. If you shrink government the way that you want to, what I think you want to, I suppose, then no EPA, then companies just dump garbage in the river. I'm not okay with that.
Do you have any idea how much quicker we can make processes and manufacturing if we can just dump shit into the river when we're done with it?
In fact, I do.
Faster and cheaper. And what happens? Cost savings goes on to the customer. And what's that mean? I get to buy more shit.
Right.
You drive the wages down. And you eliminate the need for permits. So as the workers jump out the window.
Land on the nets.
You wouldn't spend money on nets. You just build your factory around water. They just jump right in the river with the rest of the other shit you're done with.
I think if you just have enough low-wage workers, who cares if some of them jump out the window? We got new ones lined up on the other side of the building.
You got it.
You got it, dude.
All right.
I've been giving this a lot of thought, not just in the past couple days. I think what it is that if you look at life like it's a game, me and you are playing two different games, right? If we're given a game with no rules, you took that game and you went one direction and made your own rules, and I went another direction and made my own rules, right? Your rules say that when you die, if you've accumulated the most stuff, you win. My rules don't say that. So you're playing to your rules and you're trying to win.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not correct at all.
How? How is that not correct? The only way you can justify what you're saying is that you want to accumulate as much shit as you possibly can.
No, not at all.
Okay, go ahead.
My rules state that it is up to me to make sure that above my family's head, there's shelter and there's lights and there's food.
Yes.
And Gucci.
Maybe a little Tommy Hilfiger here and there.
FUBU.
No. That's for them, by them. You can't have that.
I'm part of them. Don't you fucking know that?
Nope.
All right. So we have a new addition to our the Who's Right Navy. We have officially. So, hey, did you get that clip that I sent you, by the way?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So now we have the Who's Right Navy. What are they called? Forecaster?
meteorologist.
Right. The Who's Right Navy meteorologist. Hold on a second. I got to find him. Frankie McDonald. I wasn't ready.
Just started talking. Wasn't quite ready yet.
Frankie McDonald. You may know him from Twitter at Frankie MacD.
Sounds like a rapper.
He has been kind enough to volunteer to be our weatherman. So, I think we have an update here. So, let's go to Frankie in the weather chopper.
This is Frankie McDonald. My own team station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Typhoon Jandari is now headed towards Japan on Saturday, July 28, 2018. Winds are going to be really strong. That's going to do a lot of damage. It's going to bring up to 50-plus millimeters of rain, especially in Kyoto, Japan, and Osaka, Japan. It's going to bring a lot of rain in southern Japan. It's also going to aim for parts of South Korea. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Winds are going to be very strong. That can knock out power in Japan, in Kyoto, Japan, Osaka, Japan, and the southern Japan, because the waters are very warm. That's going to get typhoon stronger. It's going to bring a ton of rain in southern Japan on Saturday, July 28th, 2018. It's going to bring a lot of rain. Winds are going to be really strong. That can cause power outages.
What the fuck? Landslides. I think the chopper's going down.
I think so too.
In southern Japan and South Korea as well. People in southern Japan, be prepared. Every rope will train your ankles, train your ankles, train. When you go inside, your rope will train your ankles, keep it dry. Order your Japanese food for your local restaurants and buy cases, Pepsi, buy cases, Coke. Make sure of your Samsung Galaxy shirt, Samsung Galaxy smartphone shirt, Samsung Galaxy tablet shirt, smartphone, cell phone, laptops, tablet shirt, and every 3G and 4G at rain. Have your 3G, 4G at ready. Not only Japan, but South Korea is getting hit by Typhoon Jandari as well. Make sure to stay away from the beaches. Don't go near shores because the waves will be very big. And the coastal areas of Japan. Have your flashlights, candles, crankup radio, extra batteries, generators, battery-operated lanterns ready as well, and bottle water ready as well. If everybody live in Japan, especially in southern Japan, be prepared for Typhoon Jandari on Saturday, July 28, 2018. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in the typhoon. Stay dry and safe.
All right, thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie. That was great.
It sounded like... I thought he was out in Nova Scotia, but I think it sounded like he flew to Japan for that.
I was going to say, he was in the middle of it, man. That's dedication. He's like, it's fucking coming.
So Frankie provides weather updates for the world, basically. Like I said, follow him on Twitter. He's an interesting fellow to watch.
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel, too, if you want to...
Does he?
You watch some of his other videos. I think he puts up all his past forecasts on there.
What the fuck is the point of watching a past weather forecast?
I don't put them up there. I don't. You're asking the wrong guy. Frankie, what's the fuck of putting up the past weather forecast, buddy?
I suppose we could start doing that. We could start reporting on news that has already happened.
You mean like the Covina massacre?
Well, that was funny.
That was funny.
Those of you that don't know, we jumped into a... I don't even know how the fuck we did. Isn't that what we titled the episode?
Yes.
Go back and listen to the episode entitled The Covina Massacre. And we attempted to become a true crime podcast. And it turned into...
We did it. We not only did we attempt, we did it. That was fucking good.
There was way too much laughing for it to be...
And then they shot her in the fucking face.
All right. So I was playing Spotify on the way home.
Yeah.
From work. You know, as I've said time and time again, I have a long fucking commute. And I ended up... Do you sing in the car?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Like what? What's your go-to song?
What the fuck? R.A. the Rugged Man? What the hell is the song called?
What the fuck is that?
It's rap music, hip hop music.
Go.
Nope.
Come on.
It doesn't matter. He's white.
So what? Go. I want to hear
no,
it.
Fuck just do no. What?
Just
no.
Drop three bars, son.
Nope. That's why it's in the car with the windows rolled up. I don't know. Not happening. You sing.
Oh, I have no problem with it. Who the fuck's going to listen to this? You sit there and talk about eating your own cum, but you won't sing a song about Ra the Roster Man or whatever you called him?
You got to draw the line somewhere.
So, all right, whatever. Yeah. I guess you're not laying it all out here on the line for the show.
Right. You ain't shaming me.
So anyway, what's that song? You Ought to Know. That came on, and I was singing along to it, and I couldn't help but think how fucking retarded I had to have sounded. And what got me thinking is how retarded she sounds when she's singing it. And then me trying to mock that same style of singing.
Just the way she sings.
I want you to know. Another version of me.
Doug's going down on somebody in the theater.
And are you thinking of me when you fuck her?
I don't think I've ever heard a version of that song where they didn't bleep out fuck with the word fuck. I'm not sure that I've ever heard an uncensored version of that song. Because they didn't have Spotify and all that when we were young. It was all radio, you know what I mean? And of course, I didn't have the CD like you. Or cassette, or whatever the fuck you had.
8-track, bitch. All right, now your turn to sing. Go.
No. Can't do it.
God, you pussy. Name a song, I'll sing it. I don't give a fuck.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's how it ends.
That's that. You just spoiled the ending. Oh, all my right. God.
Are we done?
Yeah, done. Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Are you waiting on me?
No, I was looking for something.
I'm curious. What are you looking for?
I was going to send you that song, see if you've ever heard it before. Song that I always sing.
In the middle of the show?
Can you hear that?
You got to shut that off, man.
Why?
Because there's rules.
Because there's rules.
I can't believe that you won't fucking just sing a verse or say a verse.
Nope. I can't.
Just read it. Add something.
What are you talking about? Add something. I have nothing to add. My rap skills are not something that anybody wants to hear.
Whatever. All right. So capitalism at its finest.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you have an issue with this. I
gotta find it. Hold on.
So the title is Burberry Burned 37. What the fuck is a Burberry? Burberry burned 37 million worth of goods to stop them being stolen or sold cheaply. To me is a great idea. I would hate to see that all that clothing going to homeless people.
So that's my problem, is that there are these clothes cost, you know, I don't know, $6,000 for a t-shirt or whatever it is, and they are burning them to artificially inflate them, artificially inflate the price, you know? They're controlling their demand by burning the shit that doesn't sell. And then these are the same types of people that complain about free markets. How is that free market? How is that anything to do with free markets? I don't get it.
I don't understand what your problem. I don't even understand your point, to be honest.
You think that this is good? This is
Oh, I think it's a horrible business decision to generate that much waste. That's what I think is stupid, is because you're not artificially inflating the price. You had all this, and there wasn't enough demand to consume it. So then once the demand was met, then you burned your inventory, and you did
but
that.
You are artificially increasing the price, because if you were released all that out there in order to try to recoup some of your cost, you would sell it for cheaper, which would bring the price of your future clothing down.
So artificially inflating the price would be only creating 10 of them. And then the demand is that 50 people want them, so they're willing to pay more. With this, they made apparently 5 million fucking purses, and 8 people wanted them, so they burnt the rest. Now, what I disagree with is burning them instead of just shipping them to fucking Africa so they can build a tent to keep the fucking flies off them or something.
That's fucking racist. You think all Africans live in tents?
No, because they don't have no Burberry.
Burberry. I can't believe that the only thing that you see wrong with this is just it's a little bit of waste. Who cares?
No.
Bad business decision. Who
I didn't
cares?
Say it's a little bit of waste. I said it's a lot of waste.
So the fact that this is just common, no big deal, like this is the way that capitalism runs, this is so fucked. And you're just like, meh. And everybody is just like, meh.
So what should I do about it?
You? I have no idea. What do you mean? What should you do about it?
Okay, well then I'm right there with you. I am honestly now as mad as you are about it. If it means I don't have to do anything, then I'm right there with you.
Touche. I got nothing to say to that.
So
hoisted by my own retard.
on a much smaller scale, you have restaurants that every day throw out food.
Yes.
And right up the block, you have people that haven't eaten in 2 days.
Yes.
Do you think that restaurants should take all their food and wrap it and set it outside for people just to come and grab?
That specifically, no, but I think that they should.
Why?
Listen, let me fucking finish. I think they should figure out some sort of a mechanism to get the food from.
Like a slingshot?
Right. to get the food from their restaurant to homeless people's mouths, yes.
Okay, I like the way you phrased that, because I do agree with you now. I didn't when you started talking, but I agree that if we could make a food cannon to shoot it into homeless people's mouths.
You know, I think they could make money off that. Step up to the food cannon. Put your face in this hole. We're going to shoot food into it.
You know, no, not like right up to the... I don't want to blow the hamburger out the back of their throat, but...
Anybody that survives can try again tomorrow.
And you never know what's going to come out. It could be lemon meringue pie, or it could be a meatloaf.
Come on, mashed potatoes.
400 miles an hour.
Oh, shit.
I think I have something now that I believe in enough that I'm willing to get off my ass and do something about it.
All right, what's that?
Creating a food cannon to feed the homeless.
Okay. I can't even think straight. That's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
Only if it's big enough to hold like a whole chicken. A rotisserie chicken right to the fucking face.
So I wasn't being a dick about it. I was thinking like chicken nugget, like a machine gun chicken nugget.
Machine gun chicken nugget shooter.
Line up like 60
like
homeless.
A spud gun.
Line up 60 people like on 60 homeless people like on Schindler's List. And then you just start popping nuggets at their face. I'm doing my part for humanity. Fuck off.
All right. I'm back on board. I would take the job of cannon food shooter. I want that job. I come in every night at closing time and shoot a bunch of homeless people in the face with food.
All right, you got any other fucking world problems we need to solve?
We can solve them all with food cannons. how did we get the food cannons from the story?
It's the Burberry food cannon. I don't understand the problem.
How about we shoot these clothes at homeless people too? Get one of those t-shirt cannons and we can shoot the clothes at them. We got it. You got it all fucking figured out.
Is it too bad if I was to suggest that it would be good therapy for people suffering from PTSD to be the ones that fire the cannons as opposed to you?
Well, how would that be therapy? Explain that to me.
Because they get to shoot people, but they're helping them at the same time.
Doesn't that just fuck you up even worse? Because it fucks me up just to try to think through it.
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know. I'm just the idea guy.
I just want to shoot somebody in the face. Just think if you could shoot somebody in the face and you know that you're helping them. Like, I mean, I'm making a difference.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to think of foods that it wouldn't work with, and the only thing that
rotisserie chicken, I'm telling you, maybe a chicken leg.
No, because that would come out like a missile. I mean, it's aerodynamic. Like Jolly Ranchers, that would suck.
That's not a food. How about a whole pizza? Straight, like straight out right in the face.
All right, this bit ain't working.
No, it's not.
Let's go back to Frankie and the
next.
So, did we even establish anything about this? Did you have?
It's stupid.
So agree to disagree. So stupid. It's stupid as a business decision. It's just stupid to create something then to burn it.
I don't understand how you and I grew up in roughly the same area.
Because my uncle didn't fuck me.
How are you so your ideas about the economy and the way things work are so fucked. Like and then you pretend like you don't want to just accumulate as much shit as you can and say you won. I'm telling you that's what it is. You think you're gonna win by accumulating shit.
I want to ask you a question.
All right.
The room that you're in right now, where you're recording at.
Yeah.
How much stuff is on the floor in your house from the if you were to leave there and walk into your bedroom?
How much stuff is on the floor?
Yeah. Say records or record players or just shit you don't need.
There's a record player sitting on the floor right here. Like, I'm not even fucking kidding. It's literally a record player. I look to my left and I'm like, there's a fucking record player on the floor.
How many
fuck did you know?
How many synthesizers do you have?
A lot, probably 7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
more than that.
And I'm the one with the problem. It's fun. You are the most guilty person I've ever met of do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
All right, moving on.
Was I supposed to argue with that? Just fucking listen to me.
You are the biggest perpetrator of all things that you hate.
Right. I mean, are you looking for an argument? Because it's not going to happen.
John is right. You are an asshole.
Right. I got no argument. That doesn't mean that my points aren't valid. Just because I don't follow my own rules, or else my points are still valid. So fuck off.
So you were featured on Brand X's podcast for being an asshole.
Mm-hmm. That's my podcast shtick. In my real life, I'm a real nice guy.
I think you just said
without laughing.
So John has an opinion of you, which I don't, but he does just from things that you've said that you were at home, you were on a power trip, and you know, you walk it, you kick in the front door and say, you know, this TV's mine. We're watching what I want to watch, and lucky for your kids that you only watch cartoons, so they're fine. You don't even have to change the channel.
Everything you're saying is true, except for the power trip part. If John only, if he could be a fly on the wall at my house he would change his opinion immediately. I think the term is beta male. Is that what they call it? Oh shit!
So does your wife listen at all to your ramblings about the economy or dichotomy?
The dichotomy. I don't even know what that means, but no. I mean, I don't talk much about that. She agrees with most of what I say, though. Or maybe she just does it because, you know, she doesn't want to talk about it. She's like,
she just does it for you to shut the fuck up.
Yes, just shut up, please.
Yes, Anthony, the gays are ruining the country.
never did I say that.
So for a while there, you were on a boycott Chick-fil-A thing.
My wife was.
And you were by default.
Which means I was by default, right?
Are you guys still standing by that?
No. Have you had Chick-fil-A? It's fucking delicious. You can only do that for so long. You can only stand on your morals for so long before you got to eat the fucking chicken, man.
What about your wife? Does she still boycott them?
No.
So now she's okay that they... So the whole thing of boycotting Chick-fil-A made no sense to me from the beginning. Because their owner has a set of beliefs that don't align with your set of beliefs.
Right.
They don't propagate that down through their company. It's just, hey, this is what I think.
Yep.
But, yeah, if you're gay and you want to work here, that's fine. I'm not going to stop you from working here. If you're gay and you want to eat here, I'm not going to stop that.
Right.
But people still wanted to boycott them, and they still are boycotting them. I mean...
That's what... Yeah, they are. But that's what happens when what you want is less government. When less government...
What the fuck?
Just listen. Listen. Listen to me.
You're an idiot.
You want less government. So when less government actually happens, what you get is more business. So that means that businesses that are doing well, making profits, are in high esteem, right? People think that these are the thought leaders of our country because there's no government. Somebody's got to step in. So when those thought leaders... do things that people don't agree with, they fucking boycott them. That's how it works. The same thing would happen with government if government was doing what it was supposed to do.
I, along with everybody else that's listening, have no idea what the fuck you were just talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So on one hand, you bitch about social justice warriors coming at and trying to get somebody fired.
Right.
And on the other hand, you are part of a social justice warrior mob mentality that attacks a company that for something that the company has nothing. You do.
No, because you never told me once that I attack anything.
You did. You tried stopping me from buying Chick-fil-A.
What the fuck are you talking about?
When we worked together, I was hosting a meeting and I had to pick a place to eat.
Right.
And you were invited to that meeting. And I said, I am going to get Chick-fil-A catered in. And you said, you shouldn't because they are against gay marriage. As a matter of fact, me and my wife have been boycotting Chick-fil-A since whatever.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
More like I said, cool. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
No, that is not the case.
I honestly do not remember that conversation.
And then, as a matter of, I still went ahead and bought Chick-fil-A because fuck you.
Of course. And I ate it. It was fucking delicious.
And then, later on, if you remember, the cafeteria where we worked at started supplying Chick-fil-A sandwiches on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And you convinced yourself it was okay to buy them from there because they had already been purchased. So you were giving money to the cafeteria, not to Chick-fil-A.
I think you're way, way, way overthinking this. I didn't convince or justify. I wanted Chick-fil-A, so I bought Chick-fil-A. You're spending so much.
That came out of your mouth. I'm not buying it from Chick-fil-A. I am supporting the cafeteria.
Go in your mouth. Fuck you. So you're spending your time trying to...
I'm not spending my time doing anything other than talking to you because people like to listen.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen, you're spending your time trying to smear me, trying to make it look like I'm trying to make it look like I am a hypocrite and all that shit. But I freely admit all of that.
Wish nothing but the best for you both. Another version.
You think you're funny. That's pretty funny.
I was giving you a bed of music, as we say in the biz.
Uh-huh. I know. It was more annoying than anything else, though. I think the music is supposed to be good in the background. Try again.
All right. So, whatever. You're wrong.
Yes, I freely admit that. I am a very, 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 very flawed human being. I freely admit that. I just don't fucking care.
All right.
That's what makes me so great. That's why I'm the best person.
I don't know where to go with this conversation.
Why?
Because there's nothing more to talk about ever.
Ever.
You freely
there's
admitted.
There's nothing more to talk about ever. Doug, you are a flawed human being, but you just won't admit it. I am a flawed human being, and I embrace it. Okay, cool. I'm a fucking hypocrite. Awesome. I don't fucking care. The sooner you realize that you're flawed and admit
course,
it and embrace
every, everybody
it.
Everybody is.
But you tried to pretend like you're not.
No. But when I realize that my line of thinking needs a course correction, I actively pursue that. And I pursue more data to get the facts so then I can think what to see
what
where
other,
my logic
what other
is,
people think.
To see where my logic is flawed. Whereas you latch on to an idea and you refuse to revert away from that idea even when proven wrong. That doesn't make you more intelligent because you know you're flawed. It makes you fucking retarded because you know you're flawed and you don't want to do anything about it.
You're wrong though.
I'm wrong and you're a retard. I'd rather be wrong. No offense to the retards listening.
Right.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you say. I mean,
proved my point with that one sentence.
What?
It doesn't matter what anybody says. You are going to think.
No, you. You. It doesn't.
Because
your thinking is so backwards.
It's not. I'm right. It is, you're wrong.
All right, less government. Let's talk about less government.
Oh, that sounds like comedy.
Dude, what do you think about the EPA? Should the government be involved in regulating business through the EPA?
Huh? Absolutely.
But should the EPA do less?
No.
Now you're just being an asshole.
No, I believe that if the government was to pull out of all environmental regulations, then corporations would take advantage of it to try to save a dollar, and eventually we would have no drinking water or be able to have ground to grow any food in, and then the zombie apocalypse would happen. I don't know.
So you want big government?
As big as possible. I want everybody to be part of government.
Everybody is government.
That's what I, yes. As soon as you are born, you are a congressman.
You're voted in while you're still in the fucking womb.
No, there's no voting. You're just...
You're in? Everybody's yes. A congressman.
Everybody is an active member of the government. We all get together once a quarter and vote.
No, once a week. 3 times a day. We're all going to get together 3 times a day in one room. Everybody.
Oh, shit. All right, so you got any other fucking brain busters?
Minimum wage. Do you think there should be a minimum wage?
Yes.
Why?
Because if there's not, the terrorists win.
Okay. I can't argue with that. 9/11. I mean, that's the only argument I got.
Do I think there should be a minimum wage? I feel like we've had this conversation 15 times on this fucking show.
I know, but because your ideas are so wrong, but you try to portray me like I'm retarded when you have these ideas that are so fucking stupid.
Okay, you're the one that wants to get rid of all cops.
I never said that.
You did.
Maybe I did, but I was fucking around. I don't see? Believe that. See the line,
and that was just a conversation that you and I had, not recording. That was just us talking,
right? The line between what I think and what I think is so fucking blurred.
Oh, so you're a woman.
I don't know what that means.
It means that you don't know what the fuck you're thinking, and it changes on a dime.
Oh, yeah.
And what you say and what you mean is two different things.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I don't know how that has to do with woman, you fucking sexist, but whatever.
You were just going
to
call me a feminist, you retard.
I was. It's the first word that popped into my head.
I don't know what that has to do with women, you feminist.
Feminazi. You fucking feminazi.
All right. So, you got any other questions? I've got all the answers.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. You're fucking alt-right. You're a Nazi. You're
should there be a border wall?
Yeah, should there be a border wall?
I just asked you that question.
Oh, should there? No, of course not.
Okay, so open borders.
In a perfect world, yes.
No, nope, in the world
that we live in right now, no.
Okay, so then armed gunmen's at the border?
No.
A wall of guns?
I just said no.
What about a fucking wall of food guns?
Just, I think we should just shoot food over the border so they stay over there.
Go get it, boy.
Go get it, boy. That's funny. I don't have the answer for immigration. I don't know. I don't know what I think. I think both ways.
A burrito catapult at the Mexican border. You just flinging chimichangas and cinnamon twists.
Is that all you know about Mexicans is Taco Bell? What the fuck is wrong with you? Cinnamon twists. That's not Mexican.
The fuck if it ain't.
Cinnamon twists.
You pronounce it in Spanish. Thank you.
El cinnamon twisto. Isn't that right?
All right.
No, wait, so, it's La Cinnamon Twista.
So tell me how much you know about the Mexican culture.
It's bright and colorful. Am I wrong?
Go on.
They got their...
No, you question what I know about the Mexican. I've been to Mexico, motherfucker.
So have I.
It don't count. You went to Tijuana for a donkey show. That doesn't count as Mexico.
How does one city in Tijuana not count as Mexico? It's in fucking Mexico.
Okay, so what did you learn about the Mexican culture while you were visiting?
While I was visiting, what did I learn? They sell a lot of cheap knockoff shit. That's what I learned just from that one trip.
Okay, so just go. What do you know about Mexican culture?
I told you it's bright, it's colorful. They wear a lot of ponchos and...
And they sleep like cactuses?
They
want to
sell you chiclets. Chiclets, chiclets.
They always sleep up against a cactus. Everything you learned about Mexican culture, you picked up at the Goodwill.
Yes.
On their fucking knickknack shelf.
Right. I watched Dora the Explorer. I know what's up.
Yeah, so see, you again, it's another case of you running your mouth, questioning me, yet you have nothing of value.
Are you fucking kidding me? You said cinnamon twists are part of Mexican culture, and then you want to try to call me out on that? Are you fucking retarded?
That's the
hill you're going to die on? Cinnamon twists, you fucking moron?
Tell me. Tell me what you know about Mexican culture.
I did. The fact that it's bright and colorful is way more than cinnamon twists.
You described a bathroom at the Mexican restaurant near your house.
The La Quinta Inn.
Let's see. It's bright. It's colorful. And all their buildings have paintings of buildings inside.
They give you chips and salsa when you go to their restaurant.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I never understood that. I don't know whatever started.
It's expected when you go to a Mexican restaurant that you get free food just for sitting down.
Yeah, just for sitting there. You're going to get free chips, free salsa. What? All right. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I want a free burrito. I'll skip the chips and salsa. Just give me a free burrito.
See, I believe that what brought that on is because the Mexican people are known for being so giving and open and inviting to other cultures.
Is that right? You know so much about Mexico.
I was there for 2 weeks. Fuck.
We were there for like 3 hours, man.
I also know that if you go into other parts of Mexico, they'll cut your fucking head off.
like culturally?
Yeah, it's a Mexican thing.
It's a Mexican thing. What I want to know is why is the drug trade so prevalent in Mexico? What makes it? Is it just because of that's where the shit grows or what? Like the cocaine? Where the cocaine grows? Where the cocaine fields are?
Yeah, so I believe that the Mexican government is in on it. You know, they get their kickbacks and shit, so it grows freely.
Sure.
And I actually think they provide some sort of protection to the cocaine growers.
Like the cartels? We can't talk about the cartels. They will cut your head off.
That's yeah, we're not talking about them. You are, and your name is Anthony.
Nope. I don't want my head cut off. I already tried this with the terrorists. I don't want my head cut off.
All right. Well,
do you know, and I don't know, I'm not asking you because I already know the answer. Do you know if you try to sneak into Mexico, what the punishment is if you get caught?
No.
I was just curious. I don't know how foreign countries handle that kind of stuff compared to how we handle that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
I think they take your kids and put your kids in cages.
Is that right? Even if my kids stay here, I go I go
they'll
come
get them.
They come to my house and take them and put them in a cage.
Oh, we had to do our newest patron shout out. Ready?
I didn't know we had a new patron.
All right, ready?
Ready.
All right, there you go.
All right. You got to warn me about stuff like that.
Why? You'll just steal the joke.
I didn't know there was. Are you going to tell a joke?
All right, I'm done.
Is this thing on? Don't be done.
I want you to know. So what? I don't know what else you want to talk about.
Let's talk about all kinds of stuff.
Let's talk about Mexican soldiers.
All right. Let's talk about Mexican soldiers.
All right.
U.S. Army veteran deported to Mexico after 2 tours in Afghanistan.
Yep.
All right. Well, that sucks.
All right. So hold on. I guess if there's any quotes. All right.
Is there quotes?
Yep.
I don't see any. Let's see. Oh.
U.S. Army veteran Miguel Perez Jr. was deported to Mexico Friday despite. How do you know which word you need to put that accent on? You know, bounce
all
your tongue.
All of them. From now on, that's the way you talk.
All right. U.S. Army veteran Miguel Perez Jr. was deported to Mexico Friday despite having served 2 tours in Afghanistan. Nope.
God!
That reportedly left him with post-traumatic stress disorder. USS real. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, escorted Perez 39 across the U.S. Mexico border and handed him over to
there's no R in there.
Mexican authorities after a Fulani drug charge prevented him from obtaining U.S. citizenship. In 2010, Perez was convicted on a cocaine charge and his green card revoked and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. After serving half his sentence, he was transferred to an immigration detention center. Perez had lived in the U.S. legally with permanent resident status since he was 11, according to a statement released by the Office of Illinois Senator Tammy yes. Duckworth.
Yes.
This is a deplorable way to treat a veteran who risks his life in combat for a nation, Duckworth said. Blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck about the rest of it.
Right.
So is there a problem with this, I guess?
Yes. It depends on how.
Are you against Mexicans fighting in our army?
No.
Okay.
I think we need more Mexicans fighting in our army.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
Do you?
I think your line of thinking is the more Mexicans to fight, the less the whites die.
It's like the front line defense or whatever. Maybe we do need a border wall.
So this is obviously fucking retarded.
This is fucked. I mean, when they make these decisions, there has to be somebody that signs the paperwork that says, yep, this is what we're doing. Who is that guy? That's what I want to know. I understand big, broad decisions that affect people. I get it. The decisions have to be made. But who is the guy that signs the paperwork that says, we're deporting this guy who fought to defend this country?
I believe this. If you somehow manage to fight for our country.
Yep.
I mean, wearing the uniform.
Yep.
Just like that, you're a citizen.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
For sure. And
you all right? Fuck me. Did you see that?
Yep. I think the fucking listeners saw that. What the fuck?
I was sitting here talking and I looked down and I seen this big fucking, like a tarantula sized spider climbing up my desk. Scared the fuck out of me, and there was nothing there. There's nothing there.
Are you on drugs?
If not, I should be. Fuck, man. That scared the shit out of me.
That was awesome. So this is not only is it fucked up because what he was arrested for or whatever was a cocaine charge. So he defends the country, comes back, uses cocaine, and he's out. How fucked is that? The guy just wanted to get high, man. Let him go. Let him
right, fucking... right. But it's a broader problem, you know, with all these soldiers that come back after going through that shit.
Yeah,
and they're not right in the head, and then we just discard them.
Yeah,
yeah. So you know,
just throw them away.
Thanks for your service. Here's a fucking medal.
Yeah, here's a medal. Go stand in line at the fucking VA if you need help. Good luck.
Yeah, it's so fucked.
So, yeah, it is. It's not funny. We can't end on that.
I think we just did.
Nope. We got to do something else.
All right.
You just brought it all down.
All right, here we go. No culture. Wait, no, I don't want to talk about that. That's stupid.
All right.
I thought we had something about somebody. Here we go. Missing member.
Missing member.
Man admits tricking woman he had penis during sex. A Scottish man without a penis tricked two women into believing they were having sex with him by inserting objects into them during their relationships, according to a report. Carlos Dedicus admitted Tuesday in Edinburgh Sheriff Court to penetrating both women with an unknown object without their consent. And
what?
Stupid.
So he was having sex with them. They consented.
No. No, just because you consent to have sex with somebody doesn't mean that they have permission to stick a hairbrush up your pussy.
I disagree. You ever had a hairbrush up your pussy?
So, this is funny. The accused was in a relationship with one of the women between May 2013 and January 2016. 3 years.
3 years.
And they first had sex in May 2013, prosecutor Kristen Cockburn told the Edinburgh Sheriff Court.
What an unfortunate name for this story.
It's the perfect name for this story. During intercourse, she knew he was self-conscious about his body and always wore a t-shirt, Cockburn said. On one occasion, the accused turned his back while in bed together, and she heard him with a condom wrapper. The accused turned around and inserted his penis into her. During intercourse, he would hold on to the base of the penis with his hand.
I don't understand what the problem is. If you're so stupid that you have sex with somebody for 3 years and you don't even know they don't have a penis, I don't even know what to fucking say. You're an idiot. This is so stupid. Jesus Christ. Do you think? What do you think? I don't even fucking know. I don't even understand. Like, you had sex with somebody for 3 years, going back and looking at it, that wasn't his penis. Are you traumatized by that? How does that affect you moving forward? It's already done and over with. You weren't raped. Everything was consensual. What's the fucking
problem? No, you are. Okay, that's apparently that's where this is going to go. You were raped.
No, we're not doing that. We're not changing the definition of rape to anything that anybody doesn't like. Fuck.
What?
Go. Explain to me how that was rape.
All right. So let's say I've got you bent over the couch.
All right.
And I insinuate to you that I'm going to shove my dick into your butthole.
All right.
And instead, I put a gumball machine up there.
Okay, we're back to the false equivalency again that you like so much.
If I take something that is not what you intended to receive and shove it up your anus, that is rape.
No.
What
you're
is
wrong.
It?
You're wrong about that. It's trickery.
I charge you with trickery.
That was funny.
Third degree trickery.
That was the first word that came to mind. I don't know what it is. It's not rape, though. There's okay. There has to be something between forcing yourself to have sex with somebody that doesn't want you to have sex with them and shoving something inside somebody that they thought was your penis that isn't your penis. That's not rape. It's not. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm not saying that it's acceptable, but it's not rape.
All right. Well, anyway. Medical definition of rape. Unlawful sexual activity and usually sexual intercourse carried out forcibly or under threat of injury against the will, usually of a female or with a person who is beneath a certain age or incapable of valid consent. Okay.
So I'm so right.
Unlawful sexual activity and usually sexual carried out forcibly or under threat of injury.
Right. So I'm right.
Wait a minute. This one's a little too specific. Unlawful sexual intercourse or any other sexual penetration of the vagina, anus, or mouth of another person. That leaves everything else open. That's not good.
Everything else like what?
Your ear, your eye. I can grab you by the back of the head and face fuck your eye, and there's nothing anybody can do about it.
Please don't. I don't know what to say. I'm surprised there's not pornos where they already do that. They got some fucked up shit out there.
Okay.
So we're in agreement. It's not rape.
Yeah, it's trickery.
It's trickery.
He should be charged with trickery.
What kind of trickery is this?
See what he was charged with. See? Hold on. The woman who broke up with Dela Cruz in January 2016 told police about his cruel trick when she found out about his anatomical condition, the news outlet reported. Right there, it's trickery.
The couple had sex about 10 times, which ended in May due to financial matters. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I'm trying. I don't think it says anything on here that he was charged with rape.
It was unclear how he lost his membership.
He has been placed on the sex offenders registry,
which is fucked. How can he be a sex offender if he doesn't even have a penis?
You're so ignorant. Did we have a conversation on the show about when I had made that comment that sex offenders should be chemically castrated? Was that on the show?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't agree with you, but yeah, I don't know. Did we talk about it on the show?
Fuck it, let's do it again. Let's do the same show every week.
Okay. So sex offenders should be chemically castrated.
All right, well, so we agree on that. All right.
No, I'm asking you. That was a question. Didn't you see the question mark?
No, I don't think it would hurt.
Well, of course it wouldn't hurt you. You're not the one getting chemically castrated. Dumbass. No, I don't think it would hurt.
I don't understand the problem in the line of thinking.
That's because your line of thinking is always this fucked. If you say, okay, sex offender is chemically castrated, do you know what constitutes a sex offender? If I'm 15, 16, 17 years old and I take a picture of my penis and send it to my girlfriend, I'm a sex offender. So I'm chemically castrated now? That's fucking retarded.
Yeah, you win some, lose some. I don't know what to tell you.
See, anytime you lose an argument that, what are you going to do? But anytime I don't have anything to say, it's, oh, let's attack Anthony. Go fuck yourself.
No, because I never once said that I agree with a 15 or 16 or 17-year-old taking a picture and sending it to his girlfriend being put on a sex offender's list.
But when you said sex offenders.
What I am saying is that if you rape somebody, you should be chemically castrated. I believe that.
Okay, I can get behind that.
If you send a picture of your dick to me, you should be chemically castrated.
Oh. Don't check your messages. Can you chemically castrate a woman?
Women can't rape.
Women can't rape. Why can't women rape? Because they don't have a penis?
See? Now you get it.
I'm asking you. So this guy raped without a penis, but women can't rape without a penis.
Can you think of a situation where you as a grown man could be... I suppose with all the drug cocktails that are out there, you could be taken advantage of, but...
The problem is that pretty much any, if I was single, pretty much any women that wanted to take my penis and put it inside themselves, I'm going to let you. you don't have to drug me or coerce me or you can freely take me inside you whenever you want.
that makes me want to fucking puke hearing you say that.
That's awesome.
You, hold on. Keep talking.
I got nothing else to say. That's all I got. I agree that women can rape men, just not me. Because there's probably men that don't want to have their penis surrounded by woman, but that's not me.
Have their penis surrounded by woman. It's a good thing you're not an erotic writer.
Right.
You can freely take me inside of you.
That's hot.
I want my penis to be surrounded by your vagina. Like Davy Crockett at the Alamo.
Oh, shit. All right. We got to talk about something else.
Why? Just let it go, man. We're done.
No, I don't want to be done.
We still have to record our Patreon episode.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Bye.
Oh, fuck. I just thought of something.
All right. Go.
We have merch.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I hear you have a whole new line of shirts coming out.
I do?
Hey, so that logo or that picture that you sent him, is there any way that we can just make that ours and put it on a Who's Right shirt?
I don't know. Why you got to ask me questions like that? I don't fucking know.
All right.
I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Head over to We Have Merch.
I would say yes.
If you have a podcast or a band or anything that you want to put your merch up, he will take care of you. He has been servicing us. All right, I'm done.
You lost track of everything right there, right? So I think we should try it. Why not put it out there with our logo on it and see if anybody sues us? You ever been sued before?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I haven't. So let's go. Let's do it. Let's make that happen.
Bye.
Who's right, dick butt? Bye.
Introducing Playapod, the best way to listen to your favorite podcasts with your mobile device. Playapod supports iOS and Android, contains no advertising, lets you download and listen offline, displays exactly what you've listened to, remembers where you left off, has time-coded bookmarks and cross-platform syncing. All of this for free. Open your mobile browser and visit playapod.app to download. That's playapod, one word, .app to download it for free.